fighting for America.
Students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge.
Fighting for Idaho.
I am what you call a weird child because I love school. I love getting to learn new things. I love different assignments, and I just love challenges.
Fighting for you.
So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We look forward to coming to your fine schools
on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, good morning, broadcasting from Timberline High School. You want to thank CapEd Credit Union, Rich Webb with us, the principal, always the first up. I think the first time we were here, you were what, like the last person we had, but it's good to be with you here in the cafeteria, getting ready to welcome all the children in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
And, yeah, I hate that when that happens. You're ready to go, and then, it's the dry air. It happens all the time.
Well, it's being in the your company.
Well, exactly. I'm a dry kind of guy. It's 45 outside, by the way, a little chilly. So you might want to bundle up on your way in. If you're driving in going, duh, Kevin, I knew that already. Let's talk a little bit about the year so far. Here we are, October 1st, a month or so in, a little over that, maybe 6 weeks. How do you judge the school year as opposed to years past, sir?
You know, this has been a good start of the year. We've had really good student participation in all of our athletics and in our extracurricular activities. We've got more kids in our marching band. We've got Bye Bye Birdie coming here, play and theater production here. We have just a tremendous amount of energy going on here. I mean, it's been a month into school, and it seemed like it's been only a week. Kids are really doing well. We've had parent conferences in terms of an open house. We've got our first progress report coming in.
Yeah, so, you email those now?
You know, we're debating on that, and we certainly want to do it in a way that gets communication to the parents. But we have a portal access to our Infinite Campus, our grade system that parents can access to. So they certainly are up to date all the time. We are going to be handing those progress reports out to kids because we just feel like that's probably an efficient way to do that.
That's old school. You know, there's nothing like the burden of bringing home a bad progress report to get it signed to bring back.
Well, the difference is we are going to email the parents, so the kids think that they're going to be able to put that in their backpack and not give it to their parents. Their parents are going to be aware that it's coming. So.
Well, sometimes some things never change. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges, and it's tough for you, and one of the reasons why, and for all administrators and teachers and students and parents, I hear about it all the time, it's one of the main reasons, Rich, why we do this program, is to highlight not politically what's going on in education, but operationally. You know, a lot of people have said, Kevin, the first thing you need to ask these folks whenever you go in is, you know, the funding, the school books. And then you have people that say, you know, we can't pay anymore. And I'm sure that'll be an issue in the election. But when it comes to textbooks and supplying kids, how are you all holding up here at Timberline?
You know, the interesting thing about textbooks over the years is we used to have a pretty good budget for having a rotation on textbooks. And right now we're in flux. We've got a lot of companies taking a look at e-books in terms of those kind of things. We also have a math curriculum that's in flux in the sense that we're moving to the Common Core, an integrated approach. And many
I hear that's a popular program, the Common Core.
Well, it is.
that's a joke, but I mean, popular to some, controversial to others, and we'll get to that in a minute. But back to the textbooks, if you will. Even if you go with e-books, you're still going to have to pay like we pay for DirecTV to get the content, right?
But it's the access of that hard copy that we're trying to manipulate around, and the access of technological equipment to get it to the students. We're in that flux right now. But to be honest with you, our math. Is being enriched into a point where the companies aren't really able to keep up with us in terms of those kind of things or settle into where we're going on that. So those are kind of some challenges that we have, and we're certainly using resources in the internet and in different ways to enhance that.
Now, as we talk to students and educators here today at Timberline High School at 580 KIDO, what about books? Do kids relate to books anymore?
You know, they really do. Our media center is as popular now.
The library?
Yes.
It's called the Media Center?
Well, you got to have a different, you know, catch to it. So
I
our
see.
Media
You're
Center
hip.
Library. Oh, yeah. We're right on. But anyway, we have lots of kids going in, and they're actually picking up books and actually reading those books. And we have e-books, Kindles devices that we allow kids to check out and go. So it's still reading is still popular.
What about, you know, the Boise school system? We want to thank everybody involved. Once again, inviting us here, and again, Principal Webb, you've always been a big fan of ours here when we were first doing this program, and we appreciate you early on understanding what we were trying to do. The Boise school system has an eclectic mix. You have, you know, Boise High School, you have Bora, you have Timberline, you have Capital, each representing, I guess, a different socioeconomic background. What is the background of the kids here? You know, pretty diverse.
You know, the interesting thing about the kids here is truly and honestly, they're no different than the kids at Capital High School and no different than the kids at Bora or Boise High School. There's, as I've been in each quadrant as an instructor, as an administrator.
They call them quadrants?
Well, we have the Boise quadrant, the Timberline quadrant, the Capital quadrant. I've been in all of those through my career, and kids are kids. They want to learn, and they want to have good instructors.
Now, there are some bad kids. Come on. There are some bad kids. You know, I used to teach, and I was always great. Those kids were bad. That's why I'm not a teacher.
I think I've only met those kids in moments, and they're only momentarily bad kids for a time period.
I see. Well, you know, I just wonder because, you know, some schools we go to, they have an influx of refugees that come in, and they have to deal with that. And then you have others that represent perhaps the parents are doing very well and some parents that need assistance. And I think we talked about, I think our first year here was the mix that you have here, which is, you know, a little unique, right, if I recall?
You know, we've certainly changed throughout the district some of our socioeconomics and our diversity. And you mentioned the refugees, you know. Those are challenges, and those are issues that we have to address. But what we're finding out, those challenges can actually change the outlook of your population in your school. They appreciate that diversity. They appreciate understanding where those kids come from. And those kids appreciate where our students happen to be and where we're born and raised. So, I mean, I think we've taken those challenges and turned them into a positive outlook, both socially, but more importantly, we're having good success academically with those kids.
580KIDO, a few more questions for Principal Webb here. Other issues, though, that you're facing as far as, you know, keeping up the facilities and everything else, how are you doing? And, again, it comes back to funding. And we're not talking political. We're talking operational here. How big of a concern is it? And do you think that if no more funding comes from the state, will the Boise District continue to look for other ways to get the funding back up?
You know, I look at our building on a kind of a micro problem in the sense that we're just trying day-to-day to make it look nice and to make it feasible and functional for kids. We want it to be safe. We also want it to be look nice. And our custodial staff and the students we have here take a lot of pride. If you were here during the lunch hour, one of the things that we've done is encourage the students, and they've done a really good job. All the chairs that you see here are stacked by the students at lunchtime so that our custodial staff have another 45 minutes to an hour to do other things, to work in the building other ways. And that's our students doing just a little bit, all of them doing a little bit, in order to get a big project done. And I think that's a culture that's important in all schools.
20 years from now, what do you want your graduates to remember about their time here and preparing them for adulthood? When they look back on their time here,
What I'm learning from this group of students here, and I think what they're going to take from it, is what they taught me is how much they give back to the community, not just so for their individualized, you know, glory and satisfaction, but that the community that they leave is better off for having them travel through. So I've learned that from these kids through the various organizations that you're going to be talking to today, the theater group, the Wolf Connection, the ASB. They're teaching me that it's important to have an outreach in this community. And it doesn't
just... Aren't you supposed to be teaching them?
Well, honestly, they're actually teaching us how to do that, and I think that's important. They've actually hooked me into believing that there's a greater purpose than just their own self-satisfaction and doing those kind of things for their self-influence. This is an amazing area of town, an amazing group of students that give back to our community.
And finally, anything else you want to say directly to parents?
You know, we appreciate their support, and we continue to offer opportunities for them to access not only their students' grades and their counselors and through via email and the portal, but we also appreciate their support in coming in and volunteering and helping out. And certainly we're welcome at any time to come to school and see what's going on here.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much, Rich Webb, as always.
Thank you, Kevin, for, again, being here and supporting our schools, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You bet.
Our great friend Principal Webb here, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And one thing that we will be talking about as we get ready to cover the big election cycle is funding. And, you know, it's interesting you take a look at where education plays into this when we're talking about the gubernatorial campaign, the campaign to succeed Tom Luna as the state school superintendent, and whether or not the state has enough money to warrant funding, to restore funding for education back at levels that we previously saw. You know, I had our friend and off-site advisor, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, saying, Kevin, should districts have to continue to have these levies to pay for education funding? And the implementation of Common Core. Now, coming up on Friday, we'll talk to one of the candidates for the state school superintendent's office. We will talk with her about that. Again, you take a look at the governor's race. Mr. Belukoff was in last week, and you can tell the guy passionately cares about education. Now, Governor Otter, it's interesting because we talked about this a couple years ago, and the governor said, you know, Kevin, any critics that will be directed at me about education, I've addressed with my education task force, with restoring some of the funding to schools, with looking at giving teachers raises. I've shored that up. Those are my words, not his. And then the governor yesterday or the day before coming out with his plan for education. My question to you, whether it's at Kevin at KIDOAM.com or at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is education a big enough issue to sway your vote in the governor's race? Something to think about and perhaps blog-worthy, because everything's blog-worthy these days. Cactus. All right, it is 617, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO, live from Timberline High School. Once again, big ups to our friends at CapEd Credit Union. We'll hear from them coming up as well. Let's get you to work at 580.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, an inspirational story, and gosh knows we need those these days. The owners of a small dog that survived alone in the woods for more than 2 weeks are calling it a miracle. And yes, I'm showing my dachshund bias here, but Haley, a 4-year-old dachshund chihuahua mix, got lost after she escaped from the truck during a stop at Smith's Ferry September 12th, according to Alyssa Talbert. Their family searched all over the place. Man, is there anything worse than losing your favorite dog or pet? Now, I know a lot of you guys are going, are you a man, Kevin Miller? What do you do talking about lost pets? Look, we all like our pets, our dogs. To me, they're my family. Maybe to you, they're your companion. You know what I'm talking about. The first night, people were saying there's a lot of coyotes out, Talbert said. It's just hard to hear things like that. But she and her mother and stepfather kept looking, returning to the spot where Haley disappeared to set out food and call her name. It was kind of like a roller coaster. You'd go up there thinking you might find her that day, and you'd come back devastated. Well, it expanded. Soon, local residents joined the search, with some people calling to say they'd spotted the pet and others volunteering to make missing posters or even securing the woods themselves. I mean, every time I see, like, a lost dog or something like that, I just, I go crazy. I mean, I actually have bricks under my fence at my house. Yeah, the fence that I keep working on. We like to call it the Berlin Wall Part 2, the Star Idaho Edition. And just to make sure my dogs don't go anywhere, because if I lose them, look, I don't have any friends. So, quite frankly, they're my most valuable commodity. Don't tell that to Mrs. Miller. Don't worry. She secured the deal. She doesn't listen anymore. So anyway, that having been said, better cover myself. Just joking. Ha ha. Yuck, yuck. Anyway, that having been said, last week the family got another break. Two different callers reported seeing Haley near the Sage Hen Creek campground. By the time they got there, it was dark and pouring rain. A quick search turned up the missing dog, who was hiding behind a tree. A little skittish, a little scratched up. She lost about 5 pounds. And just like a good doggy, ran to her owner, and all is well. What a great story. And that's one of the things that we do here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, we tell you about the news. Look, we can talk about Ebola. Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. Ebola's coming. Ebola's here. Ebola you. Ebola me. Whatever. And yet, here we have a wonderful story of hope. And we're all about hope and no, we did that in 08, and we're still dealing with hope and change. Hopeless and changeless. Regardless, what I'm trying to say is, it's nice to see the good guys win for a change. And we need to remind ourselves there are more good deeds that go on. There are more little victories like little Haley finding her family than the bad things. And we can't let the bad things get us down. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the Secret Service and the shenanigans going on there. Oh, ho, the fireworks yesterday on Capitol Hill. Ebola is coming to America. Oh, it is in America, in Texas. Well, everything's bigger in Texas. Regardless of that, though, how concerned are you? Now, a lot of people go, well, Kevin, Ebola is going to get you. Well, what was it? And, you know, there's a lot of hype in America today. Remember, what was it? West Nile was going to get you. Let's see. West Nile, Ebola. Who knows what else? Don't let people sneeze on you. And then you go to like the Fred Meyer or to the Winco or to Walmart, and you have these germaphobes. Now, look, I don't want your germs, and I don't really have any germs. I'm a pretty organic kind of guy. But, you know, look, share and share alike, but you go to the Fred Meyer and, like, you see the young ladies wiping things down and spraying things. And, quite frankly, you got those little kids. They're the big perpetrators. I don't know anybody else with the kids that aren't little germ magnets. And look, they've got the best immune system. They give their germs to us. We give them life. We give them a warm and safe place to live, food in their bellies, and they give us germs. That really doesn't seem fair to me. However, we're going to hear this nonstop. Anderson Cooper, I'm live in a suit, and Ebola is all around me. Oh, sorry, cameraman. You don't get the suit. It is, in a way, ridiculous that everybody's hyped about Ebola. It's dangerous, granted. But if we were very serious about this, serious about it at all, we would do things that they used to do back in the old days, and that's being politically incorrect. You go to some of these countries with the Ebola, you don't come back into America. You want to come back into America, you get a health screen, and unless you pass the health screen, including a flea dip and a haircut, you're not coming back into America. That's the way I look at it. But we're going to hear more and more about this, so we'll discuss that and take your calls here at 580KIDO. And also, in the self-plugging, this is my best thing that I'll ever do in my life routine, besides marrying Mrs. Miller, wink, wink, nod, nod, trying to make up for that last comment at 580KIDO. You can always come back, folks, if you catch it early, like Ebola. However, let me put it to you this way. We do have a very emotional video, and it's a thank you to you. And 20 years ago when I was doing this, it was me, me, me. In fact, I listen to talk shows all the time. It's what I enjoy. People say, did you do anything fun this weekend? No, I wrote blogs and listened to talk shows. That's my fun. And I listen to people that get it wrong. And you can tell that because they yap about themselves. Well, I'm going to do this. Good for you, Bunky. But on the other hand, my 5 years here, when I first got here, you know, people said, dude, you're done. You're either going to get the boot or you're going to move on. And I've never looked to move on. Not at all. And that's because you have to be where you're wanted. And I want to be here, and hopefully you want me here. And what I'm getting at, and you can kind of tell when I get emotional, or Hotel Ryan is putting a Danish in front of me, that I get a little distracted, and I'm sorry for that. But in all transparency and honesty, I couldn't bring you all to Indianapolis. But if you ever wondered what this Marconi is, or some of the slappies, including Hotel Ryan, refer to it as a macaroni, you can get a chance to view that at 580kido.com. It's about a little over a minute, and it's real. And it's a thank you to you. It's a thank you to you that go, maybe I like Kevin at the schools, maybe I don't. Maybe I like Kevin at the kennel, maybe I don't. But I believe. And it's a tribute to you. And I wish, quite frankly, I had it in the budget to buy each and every one of you that award. Because moments before our name was announced, I said, dude, it doesn't matter. And people say, you're going to, you know, you're going to need to win another one. Dude, being with you every morning is the accomplishment of my dream. And that's my way of saying thank you. So if you get a chance, it is funny. The young children around the broadcast center are laughing quite a bit when they see Kevin Miller sprint up to the stage, almost slam somebody. And, you know, some people will say, oh, he's going to have a heart attack, whatever. Quite frankly, you know, I don't make comments about how people look, but it's emotion. It's the guy at the diner. It's the guy at the work. It's how I feel. So please take a look at that. And let me know what you think, but it's my thank you to you at 580kido.com. 6:32, more from the schools at Timberline High School. Thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580kido.
Promote our schools. Secure our future.
I think it's time we started our new class project.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller here at Timberline High School. We have a couple students with us. Ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Carly Frank.
I'm Morgan Jenkins.
Well, tell us a little bit about your time here. By the way, thank you for joining us so early. Is this early for you? Do you all get here this early in the morning? You know, you never know with the kids.
Yeah, we get here this early because we have a zero-hour class of school before normal school time.
It doesn't really seem fair, though, a zero-hour, really, does it?
I think if you want to, like, do it, then it's up to you, and, like, you can do it. So I think it is fair, like...
Really, to get up this early?
For yourself, because not everyone does it.
You're right about that.
It's a choice.
Yeah. So what do you do at zero-hour?
I have history class, so I take notes in history and then read.
So at 6:40 in the morning, you're learning about what, the Roman Empire, the Civil War, or what?
Yeah.
It's a good way to start your day. So what classes do you take at this hour?
I take English class.
Okay.
We are in the middle of reading the Metamorphosis and doing some poetry and other book analysis.
Yeah, it sounds like a great way to start your day. I'm sure it's very stimulating this hour of the morning, right?
It's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Tell us a little bit about your life here at Timberline. What do you all do that people would like to know about?
I play different sports. I play soccer and basketball, and I am involved in student council.
All right.
I no longer play sports, but I am involved with this school with student council and Wolf Connection, which is a leadership program. And that keeps me involved and up and going.
Now, what is that involved with the community or within the school or what?
The Wolf Connection. Mm-hmm. It is the school and community. We do service projects and help the school, too. We show the new students around school.
Okay.
Which helps them, so...
Fair enough. So what else would you like to talk about here this morning at 580KIDO?
Well, when student council, as far as I'm aware, we're here for student council, and we just want to let people know that, like, we love being in student council here at Timberline High School, and we take pride in our school, and we just love, like, getting involved in the community and representing our school. And
when you mean get involved in the community, what type of projects do y'all do? As far as benefiting the community, what specifically can you tell us here at 580KIDO this morning that you do that You know, is it raking leaves? Is it going to the senior home? Is it what do y'all do?
I know Wolf Connection does a lot of community service projects, and then in student council we have ISPs, which are individual service projects. And I know one year I did Wake Up Boise as one of my ISPs, and you can choose anything, any project in the community that benefits either the school or the community around you. We do a blood drive. We raise money for different organizations around the Treasure Valley, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. this week we actually have Pink Week, and so with that we are supporting breast cancer. And so we're raising money for that and donating it to them.
And what would you like to do once you're out of school? Any thoughts?
Once I'm out of school, I'm headed to college, and I really want to be involved in student leadership there as well. I really value the student leadership program here at Timberline, and it's got me really excited for college opportunities to also be in leadership. And I'm just super excited to get involved with life and learn more.
All right.
I as well want to go to college and hopefully be involved in their student leadership.
What about like a career?
The
heck with helping people. Yeah, what about you?
So for my career, I want to go into criminal justice.
All right.
And forensic science and become a crime scene investigator.
Wow.
I want to become a chemical engineer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan and I, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do. But, ladies, anything else you'd like to say about your time here as far as, you know, how to motivate kids? I always think about the perspective of parents or grandparents listening at 580KIDO, and they go, you know, if I could get my kid motivated to go to zero hour or to care about history or to learn English before 8 a.m., what are keys that help you when your parents say, you know, you really need to buckle down? Is that from within, or are there any tips that you can give parents and grandparents here this morning?
I think that having students talk to their teachers, because the teachers here at Timberline are very, very understanding, and they love their students, and it is very clear.
Now, they love their students. The teachers don't love their kids, do they?
So the teachers I've had seem to love their students and love their job, and they...
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding with you, but okay.
But, yeah, if the student gets to know their teacher... I know that when I get to know my teachers, it makes the experience way better, and it makes 0 hour worth it.
All right. Anything else?
I agree with her.
Are you guys on energy drinks or coffee or anything? Donuts?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Wow. This is all natural? Impressive.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Okay. So I agree with her in coming. I think I've always been able to come to understandings with my teachers, and knowing my teachers has really helped me enjoy my classes, and I feel like a bond between all of my teachers and even the staff here, like in like the principal and the SRO and the counselors have really helped us and become as one.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Great job. Now
thank
back
you.
To class. Wish I had my bell. Appreciate that. It is 6:46, Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic at 580KID.
Load our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Department personnel are now on the ground in West Africa. And over the weekend, the equipment for the 25-bed hospital and two mobile labs arrived in Monrovia.
Well, let's hope we're taking care of Texas.
Today, we are providing the information that an individual traveling from Liberia has been diagnosed with Ebola in the United States.
You know, our problems are so man-made. We're the world's largest supplier of petroleum, and our gas prices are the highest ever. We have these diseases that are other countries' problems, and we bring them here. How wonderful. Hey, let's start your day with some Ebola and some fun and some excitement. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580KIDO. Thank goodness we're Timberline High School, promoting our school, securing our future. by the way, I do want to remind you, coming up October 17th, hopefully Hotel Ryan will be our celebrity technical director at that day. We'll be at the Chick-fil-A. at Eagle Road. Thank you to Brad and Amy for making that happen. We will be there celebrating 5 years on the air. And this show, your opinions being recognized as the best in the country. That's not hyperbole. That's how they define it. So we appreciate that. We'd love to see you there. We're going to do our very best to tie in with our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission. Hey, Reverend Bill, give me a call back. In addition to that, October 17th at the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Gene in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. I don't want to tie you up a long time, so I'm just simply going to give you a little history here real quick. A friend of mine over in Weezer lost his pug here 2 or 3 days ago. Died just of old age, but the guy was so devastated that I had not just, you pray for somebody and you try to help them along. And I just decided to go ahead and see if I couldn't help him out. So what I did is I found a pug puppy and I purchased it. $300, but I still purchased it. And in 4 weeks, the puppy's going to have a new home. Daddy's going to have a new kid. And all's well with the world. So by listening to you and your ethics and your outlook on everything, and like I said yesterday, you make me want to be a better person. And I had previously decided not to do something like this, but I just can't quite help myself.
Boy, the joy you're going to give him, Gene, is immeasurable, and 300 bones ain't cheap either.
No, it isn't. But, you know, my friend, the Father in heaven gave me this job. I feel he really did, because there was really no way I should have gotten it. And I make a decent living, and I love animals, and I just love people. And listening to you, it makes me want to love people even more, even though oftentimes I've been ridiculed, railed, and, just thumped on real hard. But I got to look back, and what did our Savior go through? You know, I don't think I could ever go through something like that horrific. But still, if I can bring some small measure of joy into somebody else's life, like you brought into mine, then, you got to pay it forward, so to speak. You've got to keep things going, and you got to help people out. But listen, my brother, I will. I'm going to try to see you on the 17th of October. I'm going to try to stop by. And
you stop by, and the biscuits are on me, bro.
Well, if you see an old fat man looks like Santa Claus, that'll be me.
I'll be your jolly little elf then.
Hey, there we go. There we go. My brother, you have a blessed day. I will talk to you soon.
All right. God bless our friend Gene and CUNA. And when people say, well, Kevin Miller, what do you want to do? It's Gene and you that are why I'm here. You make this a reality, so God bless you, my friend. Let's go to the voluptuous Linda from Emmett on 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Kevin. I called for the sole purpose of thanking you for the radio program that you have put on for the last 5 years. I remember when you came to the Valley, and I think I was probably one of your first callers. And you have grown so much as a broadcaster. It makes me proud to have you as my friend.
Well, you are my friend. And you know something? I appreciate you being with us and you making your testimony and you coming out and the sparks that you have with Pat and Milton. It warms us up in the morning.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I just wanted to call and congratulate you. And I can remember a couple of our crazy phone calls, and then you asked if you could tape my laugh. And
I know, and we used to play that all the time, and we need to get your laugh back to brighten our day.
Well,
Well, that's a good one. Hopefully, we can record that, and we'll put that on the hotkey for you.
Sure, you can do that.
Because you're our hot tamale.
Well. I'll thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, and I wish I could give you a hug right now.
Oh, you can hug me through the phone, just like I can hug you.
All right. Well, this is a family show.
Yes.
All right.
It is. So you say hello to Mrs. Miller for me, and you continuing on with all the support you give the community and all the good things that you do. I don't know if you realize how important it is, but it's not only important, but it's inspiring other people to get out and do things too.
Well, that's what it's all about, and we're all in this together. Yep. There's no separation, so God bless, my friend.
God bless you too, Kevin.
All right, our great friend Linda from Emmett. Two announcements. Number one, a great video of thanks that I give thanks to you at 580kido.com, and it will make you laugh. It will make you laugh, but it's real, and that's what we do each and every day. And October 17th, we'll be at the Chick-fil-A for our five-year anniversary party and our celebration of you making us the number one show in America. And now we need to become the number one show in Idaho. That's our next goal. It is 6:58, Kevin Miller in the morning. Heck, we're already there. Time for traffic. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller, good morning.
Serving Meridian.